President Obama is going to discuss his administration's foreign policy practices tomorrow at the National Defense University. One purpose of the speech is to announce his plans for the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center, which he promised to close while he was a candidate and since he's been president. Just last month, the president called Guantanamo expensive and inefficient, a recruitment tool for extremists. But still, Gitmo remains open. New York Times Washington correspondent Charlie Savage joins us now to talk about what to expect from the president on this issue. Charlie Savage, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for having me on.
Any informed guess about what we'll hear from him about Guantanamo Bay tomorrow?
Well, I think at a minimum, he will announce that he's going to appoint or direct the State Department to appoint a replacement ambassador for the person who was traveling around the world to negotiate transfers of detainees to other countries, usually to their own country. Earlier this year, the person who had been doing that job for his first term was reassigned and not replaced, and that was taken, among several other data points, as a sign that the administration had essentially given up on its goal, its stated goal of closing Guantanamo, that it wasn't actually taking any steps anymore to do that. So at a minimum, we'll probably get a new Guantanamo transfer ambassador. And the question is, what more than that will he have to say?
You know, he has made this a promise, and it's kind of an embarrassing that he hasn't been able to get it done. I think in an early press conference, he offhandedly referred to how easy this was going to be. Why has he not been able to close Gitmo?
Well, the biggest problem is, the first question to think about is, what does he mean when he says he wants to close Guantanamo? His plan for closing Gitmo was not to let everyone go who could not receive a trial. His plan was to bring dozens and dozens or more of people who would not receive trials to a different prison inside the United States and keep holding them here so that the Guantanamo prison would be closed, but some other prison would essentially be opened. He's been blocked from doing that by Congress, which did not want to see such a facility on U.S. soil. And it received criticism both from Republicans, who said it would be a security risk to have such a supermax here, even though we have a supermax here that has all kinds of terrorists in it, and from civil libertarians who didn't want to see indefinite detention without trial institutionalized on U.S. soil. So he's been blocked from his plan to close Gitmo, which wasn't really a plan to close Gitmo, but just
right.
to move it.
Just move those folks somewhere else. Well, you know, his critics say that's baloney. He could close it and move these prisoners elsewhere if he really wanted to. Is there any substance to that criticism? How does the Obama administration respond to it?
Well, I think it's overstated. He certainly could be doing more than he is now. Essentially, there are 86 of the 166 detainees who have been long since cleared for release or transfer if security conditions can be met in the country to which they would be transferred. And no one like that has moved out of Guantanamo since January of 2011. And the administration has essentially blamed congressional transfer restrictions for that impasse. But Congress has also given this president for the last year and a half the ability to waive most of those restrictions on a case-by-case basis and transfer people anyway. And he's not exercised that authority once. So that's what people mean when they say he could be doing more than he has been if he was serious about this. And so another thing to watch for in the speech tomorrow is whether he'll say anything about directing the Pentagon to start issuing some waivers for particular individuals to get them out.
Hey, Charlie, thanks so much for talking to us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Charlie Savage is the New York Times Washington correspondent previewing the president's address tomorrow. He'll not only be talking about Guantanamo Bay, the facility he's promised to close, he'll also be talking about the use of drone aircraft to kill suspected terrorists.